The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Mix.
B-Mix, don't be a loser. B-Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Jeff from Puyallup is. Jeff, are you there?
I'm here. I am ready.
Good. I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Jeff has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Which sneaker brand is known for its Chuck Taylor All-Stars?
Converse.
Correct. Mia Hamm is famous for playing what sport?
Soccer.
Yes. In Despicable Me, what is the name of Gru's tiny yellow helpers?
The Minions.
Yes. What car company makes the Kicks and Armada?
Kia.
No.
Hyundai.
No.
Nissan.
Yes. What Friends actor discovered a hidden note from Matthew Perry in a gift he gave her?
That would be Jennifer Aniston, Courtney Cox.
No.
The other one, what's Stevie? Lisa Kudrow.
Yes. The banh mi sandwich originated in what country?
What kind of sandwich?
Banh mi.
France.
No.
Italy.
No.
I don't know. Spain.
No. An oncologist is a doctor who specializes in diagnosing and treating what?
Eyeballs. Blood.
No.
Oncologist. Pass.
What word can come after star, clown, and cat?
Fish.
Yes. What is the capital of North Carolina?
Charlotte?
No.
Oh.
Jeff?
All right.
You got 6 correct.
A valiant effort.
A valiant effort.
Right. Valiant effort.
What do you think's going to happen?
I think Steve's going down, man.
You think Jeff's got this?
I'm on Team Jeff.
Well, of course we're on Team Jeff.
Yeah.
Everyone except for Danny. But Danny doesn't count.
Wow.
Steve, you have a loss and you have a win.
I do.
Let's hope you get another loss.
No, it's time to get back to 500, baby.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Which sneaker brand is known for its Chuck Taylor All-Stars?
Converse.
Correct. Mia Hamm is famous for playing what sport?
Mia Hamm?
Yes, Mia Hamm.
Soccer.
Yeah, there we go. In Despicable Me, what is the name of Gru's tiny yellow helpers?
Banana. Minions.
Yes. What car company makes the Kicks and Armada?
Nissan.
Yes. What Friends actor discovered a hidden note from Matthew Perry in a gift he gave her?
Okay. Lisa Kudrow.
Correct. The banh mi sandwich originated in what country?
Vietnam.
Yes. An oncologist is a doctor who specializes in diagnosing and treating what?
Cancer.
Yes. What word can come after star, clown, and cat?
Fish.
Yes. What is the capital of North Carolina?
Raleigh?
Correct. The ice cream company Ben & Jerry's first came out in what decade?
The 70s?
Yes. Steve,
give it to me.
No. You are perfect, my friend.
No.
You got a beautiful 10, which is a win, 10-6. You did get crushed.
Sorry.
Oh, don't be sorry. Nice job, Jeff. Thanks a lot, man.
Next time.
I appreciate he's sorry.
He shouldn't be.
He's sorry to Taryn and I.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind. I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up.
500, baby.
And they stay down.
Danny doesn't count. Suck it, Sarah. Yeah. Steve wins.
Oh. That was impressive. I'm impressed you knew Vietnam, where banh mi sandwiches, mm-hmm. and oncologist. How did you know that?
I mean, I don't know. It's just life, man. I have no idea. Probably all the years of watching Grey's Anatomy.
Actually, probably.
I have no idea how I know it. I just know it.
I'm impressed. Well, congrats on your perfect 10.
I had to pull back the excitement because I was about to yell, cancer. And I'm like, well, that's nothing to get excited about.
So
just like, say it, answer it. But you don't need to say it with such enthusiasm.
Exactly. Rockaholics, we have a simple question to ask you, but we need for you to call us right now. 206-803-ROCK. We promise it is a simple question, and it's about going to parties. 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Whitesnake.
The Daily Mix Show.
In a new poll that was recently conducted, 14% of people say that they have successfully crashed a party or an event without the host's permission.
Okay.
Another 4% tried to, but got caught. So this leads us to our simple question. And that simple question is this. Have you ever crashed a party, or would you be okay with someone crashing your party? 206-803-ROCK. Ray on I-5. Are you a party crasher?
No, I never have.
And how would you feel if someone crashed your party?
Well, it depends. I mean, if it was like, you know, Dennis Quaid or you guys, it'd be okay.
Let's go. Let us know about your next party. We'll crash it.
All right.
Rock on, Ray. Dawson from Everett, same simple question to you.
I do like that we're on the same level of Dennis Quaid right now.
Right?
I'll take that.
Have you ever crashed a party, or would you be okay with someone crashing your party?
I've never crashed a party. As I said, I'm a man of class and will only show up with an invite.
Right.
I have definitely had a party crash, and it's never turned out well. Holes in drywall, etc.
No.
Really? So it's led to a fight?
Yeah, most of the time, right? And then... You know, our buddy on I-5's got a good point. If it was you folks crashing the party, then I think it wouldn't be a party until you showed up.
Well, and minus Sarah, none of us are going to try and start a fight with anybody, so you don't have to worry about us. We're pretty lame.
Have you ever crashed a party?
No. I would be too nervous. It would be in my head, because anytime I've done something along those lines, like I kind of like, it's not a party, but I remember one time I went to a Vancouver Canucks game and I was in the media. I was in the media so I could get to go for free and sit in the media section. And then they parade you all, if you want, into the locker room. And so the guy I was with, who I was working with, he's like, let's do it. I walked in there. And I never felt more out of place, even though nobody knew that we weren't supposed to be there. It's not like we looked any different than any of the other reporters. No one's in like suits wearing like a press hat. But after about 30 seconds, I saw like Roberto Luongo at the time and made eye contact with him. I'm like, I got to go. I just don't feel right. Now, I know people have crashed your party.
Oh, yeah.
Do you kick them out or do you just let them stay?
Well, Sarah was at my party this year where there was a random person that showed up because they heard about my party while having beverages at the Eagles Club in Stanwood.
That is
so strange.
And then
just showed up. I must have just followed the music. I don't know. But that was a little odd. But we let them stay. We didn't bounce them out.
Yeah, you let them stay. You're way too nice to kick anyone out. And here, my husband and I are talking to this guy thinking it's Taryn's like really good friend. And then Taryn comes by and he's like, who is that? And I'm like, I don't know. This is your party. You tell me who that is. He talked to me for like 20 minutes.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it was wild.
Now, I don't have enough parties to have that situation happen, but I've been at parties where somebody was uninvited that was there, and then like the host mentioned it. I'm like, do you need someone to kick them out? Like, I don't want to do it. I'm like, I'll go. And I remember I've had to go up to someone and be like, hey, look, you're not supposed to be here. And it's never gone poorly. It's awkward.
Yeah.
But it's never gone like that caller said where like holes are being punched in the wall or any like fights or anything along those lines. Been very lucky the couple times I've had to say, hey,
you gotta go.
This is not just an open party for anybody. It's awkward, but like also, I would never think to do something like that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm having my 40th birthday party on Sunday, and anybody is invited to crash it. Yeah. It's at Tony V's,
right?
7 to 11.
Because it's an open party.
Let's go.
You're making it that way.
Yeah,
it's okay if somebody crashes it.
Highly encouraged. Actually,
someone said I didn't personally crash a party, but in high school there was a girl who was a real party, and she was. Oh, okay, I can't say the rest of that one, but okay, it wasn't as bad as I thought. Thankfully, okay, some people crashed the party. They destroyed and ripped the railing off of her deck. Destroyed the inside. It was so bad that she left the school, and I'm pretty sure her family moved out of town.
Whoa, that's brutal.
Yeah.
Yikes! Don't do that.
Especially not at Tyron's house.
Yeah, don't do that at my house.
I still am blown away that somebody heard about your party at an Eagles Lodge, and then figured out how to get to your house, and then just showed up.
Yeah.
Never bothered to say hi and say, hey.
I mean, eventually said hi, but I was like, where did the, who is this person? It was one of those confusing things. Like, do I actually know this person and I don't remember them? No, I definitely didn't know that.
Did they time it so they said hi to you finally, like, later in the evening, figuring, okay, she's drunk and she's not going to care?
This was, like, in the middle of the afternoon. It was early.
Super impressive.
We know that you are a massive music fan, but do you think that you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove it. And if you do, you'll win tickets to Papa Roach with Rise Against at Climate Pledge Arena on April 1st. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
All morning, we have received texts and calls from you, but we haven't had a chance to chat with everybody just yet. However, the time has come. We are checking in with the Rockaholics right now. So call up if you'd like to chime in on anything from the show today, or if you have anything on your mind that you'd like to discuss. 206-803-ROCK. Earlier, we were talking about party crashing.
Yes.
And if you've ever done it, an old man, Kenny, would like to talk about a time that you crashed a party.
Kenny.
Morning, you crazy kids.
Morning.
So like 85, a buddy and I heard about this party in Tacoma, went out, we was going to crash it, and we're highly and very disappointed. It was seven people sitting around a keg singing Kumbaya, my lord, Kumbaya.
You picked the wrong party.
Oh, no.
We bailed. And then secondly, you guys talked early on the panel about Sarah and you guys auditioning, how mad she would be if one of you won. If anybody can win Survivor, it's BJ Shave for putting up with Sarah's antics.
I mean, that is a solid yes. point. He definitely has the mental fortitude after her, having her around the household.
Or my husband.
Yes.
Poor George.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Take care, Kenny. You rock.
206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics. And Craig from Bothell has a question that he would like to ask Steve.
Uh-oh.
Steve, I went to the Minnesota game, and they brought... please forgive me. I forgot the guy's name. But he was drumming with Blue Thunder before the game. And I thought, how cool would it be for you to roll out on a kit and jam with them as you played Matt Hasselbeck on one thing? And I thought it'd be cool as hell.
Oh, dude, I think it was Stephen Perkins, if I remember correctly. It was the drummer of Jane's Addiction.
Yes, could yes. Be,
okay,
yeah,
yes.
I got it.
He crushed it. Here's the funny thing, Craig. I actually got to perform once with Blue Thunder many, many years ago. It was before they did the drum set thing. My buddy Keith, who's like the leader of Blue Thunder, he's an awesome dude. He asked me to come down and jam with them, and I got to go out there with them. The awful part of it, it was like, I think it was against the 49ers. This is like several years ago, and it was a torrential downpour. It was Ooh. Dumping. And so
yeah,
I'm...
Buddy,
what's that?
I would love to see it now because it's totally changed.
Yes, I would love to do that. That seems a little bit less stressful than, like, I was playing one of the snare drums, and they're like, okay, these are the things that we do. I'm like, I can't read music. I'm not on that level. Like, you guys are on another level. Can you play it for me, and I'll record it, and then I'll learn it that way? And that's exactly how I had to do it.
Wow. I bet they loved that.
Oh, they thought it was funny. There's a lot of drummers like me that just don't know any, like, no idea how to read music. I give all the credit in the world to the drummers that can read music because it's so hard.
When I was a saxophone player many, many years ago in real life, I could read music no problem, but it's been so long now, I've forgotten all of it. So same thing. When I had to learn Careless Whisper, I just looked it up on YouTube and just followed along with the fingerings. Couldn't read music to save my life.
The funny part about that performance, it was so much fun. It was like such a surreal thing getting to hang out and jam with those guys, and they were all nothing but nice. But it rained so hard, I didn't have the right clothes on.
Oh.
So I was just soaked from head to toe. So I went to the team store and bought like a tracksuit, a Seahawks tracksuit.
You and your damn tracksuits.
Well, it's not like there's many other options at that point. I just had this like, and it didn't fit me all that great. It was just like, I just looked like this. I mean, I always look like a dork, but I look like a super Seahawks dork in like this full tracksuit and just still looking disheveled and just like had a rough go that day. Oh, but it was a blast.
Have you ever done something ridiculous to lose weight?
Yes.
What'd you do?
I did one of those like pyramid scheme type things many, many years ago. I mean, we're talking like back when I was like 280, like 20 years ago. And it was like a cleanse, and all you could eat every day was just like this little pellet. It was like, and it tasted like what chocolate you, like, it was like chocolate adjacent. It wasn't really chocolatey, but it was nasty, and it was a bad, bad idea. Well, I lost weight. I was just saying, it works.
Look at you.
No, it worked at the time, and then I put on the weight back as soon as I was done with that cleanse and add like another 10 pounds. It was the worst thing. And that was like the big like wake up call, like, okay, there's no easy fix to losing weight. Like, it's just it's a game of patience.
Well, somebody just had 6 of their ribs removed so that they could get a smaller waist. Steve, did you ever think about doing that?
I wish someone would have told me that back then.
And this isn't even the strangest part of the story. We're going to tell you all about it at 9:50.
The Daily Mix Show.
A woman from Kansas City had 6 ribs removed so that she could get a smaller waist.
They don't allow you to do that?
I mean,
like, legally?
If you got money, they'll take it.
It just seems such a strange thing. I feel like any doctor would be like, no, we can't do that. Those are there for a reason.
Her name is Emily James, and this is her talking about the $17,000 cosmetic surgery and also what she plans to do with the bones.
I got them removed for cosmetic purposes. These are my rib bones. There's 6 of them. This one's so tiny and small. So let me keep them. Plan on having someone make a crown and like incorporate my bone pieces in there and like shave them down.
I love that.
I mean, that part's kind of cool.
Yeah. Can I just point out that I was about to say, we all know someone who would do this, and she's sitting right in the room to your guys' left.
Oh, yeah.
Rib crown.
Would you remove ribs?
If it was, like, fine medically.
Well, I mean, $17,000, I guess.
Oh, my gosh, yes. If I wanted to look a little more snatched and had the money for it.
Excuse me, what?
Look a little more snatched.
Is that a thing?
Yes.
It's one of the kids' words. That
you don't know
today,
that?
Steve.
So when you're snatched, that means you have a thinner waist?
Yeah. Yeah, and everything's a little tucked.
Well, why don't you get that thing? Like, what is that?
A corset?
Corset where, like,
a
some
waist
people, like,
trainer?
Yeah, the waist trainer. Well, or I guess you could call it now the snatch trainer.
You sure could.
Could you?
I feel like that would be way more uncomfortable wearing a corset every day than just taking your ribs out.
But it's cheaper.
Well, yeah, but less comfortable.
And
if I had the money, I would do that and then make a crown out of my ribs.
You'd
that's
make a crown?
So cool.
That's the one part where I'm like, I do appreciate the narcissistic mentality of this person that they're like, I'm going to turn my ribs into a crown.
Hell yeah.
You wear that to work or like special occasions only?
Parties.
Music videos.
Music videos and parties, yeah. What I love is when you asked me if I've done anything stupid, I told you about this stupid, like trendy, almost like a pyramid scheme type of a weight loss product where like you had to go on this giant cleanse, you had to eat these stupid little pellets. They had this cleanse drink that was beyond nasty. And then we went to the commercial break. You're like, I think I did the same one as you. And then I said the name of it. And you're like, yes, I did that one.
Yeah. I mean, I did that before my first wedding and lost a couple LBs, but it was miserable. It was basically, I felt like I was starving.
And I think like you could be rewarded if like it stayed on course. Like every once in a while you were rewarded with like a vegetable. Like you could have like a mushroom or a like slice of a cucumber. And I remember it was during that time though, my wife and I both never cared about mushrooms, but that was like one of the snacks you could eat. That was the one benefit was like after I was done with this stupid cleanse thing, I still forever will love mushrooms because I was like, it brought me, it was like eating a steak at the time. Like you just eat a mushroom and I'm like, this is the best mushroom I've ever eaten.
Yeah. And then you got to hallucinate after.
It wasn't that kind of mushroom. We were definitely hallucinating from the lack of food. It was terrible. It was just like basically a product where it was just this nasty drink and you starved yourself for like 15 days.
Yeah, it was several days of not eating real food and just drinking yucky stuff and taking these little pellets.
And people are like, did it work? I'm like, yes, but I could have accomplished it just by not eating anything and saved myself like $150.
An iconic store is closing their stores in the Pacific Northwest. We're going to tell you all about it during the Daily Migs download after Breaking Benjamin.
The Daily Migs Show.
The Daily Migs Show.
Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And our friend Ryan Castle joins us. Good morning and happy Monday, Ryan.
And to you, Taryn Daly and Steve Migs and Danny and sometimes Sarah.
Sometimes Sarah, not all the time. 60% of the time.
60% of the time, all the time.
Yeah. Hey, the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. And this is a sad day for some of us who use this place as a place to go, hey, I gotta get a fancy shirt. I'll go to Macy's. It's never that expensive. Apparently, I won't be able to do that anytime soon because they're closing 66 stores, including the 3 here in Western Washington, the South Hill Mall in Puyallup, Macy's Furniture Gallery over in Redmond, and the Kitsap Mall over in Silverdale as well. And this is just part of their bold new chapter, a strategy to focus on the 350 most productive locations. Apparently, we weren't productive enough.
Is the one downtown still here, or did they close that a long time ago?
I think everything is closed in downtown Seattle.
No, Nordstrom's still there.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely. Yeah.
Remember when they were the Bon Marché and then they became
Remember the old commercials? Open, open, open.
Yes.
Washington is not a state typically known for its snakes. However, the state is surprisingly home to 11 different species of snakes.
Yeah, you ever been to Eastern Washington?
That's where a lot of these venomous Western rattlesnakes take up residency. Yeah, Ryan, have you ever seen a rattlesnake in the wild?
I have. A friend stepped on one.
Oh, my God.
Excuse me?
In the Yakima Canyon, for sure.
Did he get bit?
No, he did not.
Oh, thank goodness.
That was the last time I hiked there, though.
Well, it says these...
And the last time you hung out with that person. They make bad choices.
These snakes will be thriving in near lakes and rivers and wetlands, especially in areas without abundant small mammals.
Well, and you in the summer thrive also around lakes and all that kind of
stuff. Hell yes, absolutely. So some of the spots, you know, Ryan mentioned Eastern Washington, Douglas Creek, Crab Creek, Yakima River Canyon, Sunnyside Snake River Wildlife Area, the Columbia River Gorge, Moses Lake, and Lake Wenatchee are all places.
Those down as places I will never go to.
Don't go there in the summer.
Yeah. Ah, Kraken. Nice win against the Sabres on Saturday. And you think, okay, things are looking a little bit better. Nah, yesterday they ended up losing 6-2 to the Detroit Red Wings. Grubauer was pulled after just allowing 3 goals on 4 shots, and they're hoping to rebound tomorrow against the Penguins in Pittsburgh. So hopefully, what am I saying? They're going to lose.
Go Kraken.
Yeah.
Wow.
You've lost Steve Miggs. If you've lost Steve Miggs,
are you
you're
even
in trouble.
Part of the Bowie Buddies anymore with an attitude like that?
I might have burned his jersey.
More like the Bowie Buddies.
It's a rough season, man. It's just not even a fun team to watch.
No.
It just sucks. Hey, as far as weather, we're going to hit a high of 42 degrees. It's going to be cloudy today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12 pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Daily Mix Show.